We've already talked about the fact that there are different flavors of integers. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, there's four, at least. There's character, or char, short, int, and long. But there are not four different flavors of integer arithmetic. There's only two. And as a matter of fact, depending on your platform, there might only be one. There's only int and long arithmetic. For example, if you took a short and you wanted to add that to an int, well, if there are different sizes on your platform, that's going to be a problem. So what the compiler will do is it will widen the short or temporarily convert it to an int, which is not a problem, of course, because no information is lost, and then it does the operation. So basically the way things work is that if your operands are not the same size, the smaller one will be temporarily converted to the larger one so that they match, and it has to be either an int or long. So again, if you took a char and tried to add it to a short, you can do that, but both of them will be converted to an int, because there's no such thing as char arithmetic or short arithmetic. It's either int or long. Now, it's also possible for you to lose information. Of course, you need to be careful. For example, if you were to take a long and store it into a short, well, you're going to lose some information. If the value that you have in your long variable is small enough that it can be represented as a short, well, then you don't have any problems. But if it's not, then you have no idea what's going to happen. That behavior is unspecified by the standard. It's actually considered bad news, and so you shouldn't do it. So you need to be careful and watch out for narrowing conversions.